Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good evening on this wonderful, oh my gosh, the sun is out, skies are clear, who doesn't want to do a little dance? Hey, this is Linda Bott, we're live tonight on North State Now. You know, a lot of revelations, a lot of ahas, a lot of really great things are going on right now. I think it depends on how you look at life and how you decide to not let some of the things in the world events, even though we have a heart and we pray for those who are less fortunate than us and have had tragedy, that we want to do what we can do. And the way that we can do the best that we can do is a state of mind, a state of health, a state of awareness, a state of wellness. And I am very thrilled tonight to have my guests with me, because we're going to be talking about men and women's health. We're going to be talking to about hormone replacement therapy, infusion therapy, aesthetics, all the things that are going on, cutting-edge technology right here in Reading. And first off, let me introduce to you Dr. Orna Gill, who has just recently launched a brand-new all-inclusive women's care, what do you want to call it?
Center.
Institute. It's a center institute.
Of excellence.
Yes. Of excellence. So we have Dr. Orna Gill, and also with us, who has just launched his infusion therapy, as well as some other things that we're going to get into tonight. I've experienced both of these things so far, so I can be a person to attest that it has made a big game change in just one infusion of just your basic B12 Cs and stuff like that. Is Dr. James Taggart, how are you?
Good, thank you.
And your organization, center, rock star place is?
Yes, we're Shasta Meadows Wellness Center.
Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. And also with us tonight is Ron Poley, who is also working with both of you as a physician's assistant, who's going to be here tonight talking about some of your own personal journey and how you got into these therapies. How are you doing tonight?
Doing great, thanks.
And we also have Jordan on the line. Jordan, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, nice to meet you. Yes, I'm Jordan. I'm here in Los Angeles. I do social media marketing, digital marketing, as well as aesthetic consulting.
All right, so you're part of launching, helping to launch these businesses.
Yes, ma'am.
In the wellness area of our lives that we're all looking for.
Yes.
All right, thank you for joining us, Jordan. So we're going to go first to Orna Gill, and let me just take your sound down, and then when I need to ask you a question, I'll point to our producer, Liam, here. And by the way, this is Linda Bott. We're live again on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and also streaming at KCNR1460.com. We will be archiving this show. So if you're hearing something tonight and you're driving and you have to get in out of your car or go into a restaurant or whatever you're doing, dropping your kids off for soccer, walking your dog, you can always come back to KCNR into the archives and the date. And this will definitely be highlighted. I want to make sure as well, because I'm going to have Liam save that for me, because I know we all are going to want it to be sending to our friends. There's going to be great, important information we're covering. Again, starting with you, Dr. Orna Gill. Your specialty has been in women's health with being premier gynecologists and the different things that happens within the female body.
Yes, I've been working in obstetrics gynecology, specifically in gynecology, for over 20 years, and I do know women inside and out, and I think that one of the great things about the opportunity that we have today to talk as colleagues is about 360-degree care. it's a concept that we have been hashing out, thinking about wellness, internal wellness as well as external beauty, and how we can optimize our health through new approaches to medicine, new ideas and new research that's coming out to help our bodies heal themselves. And so those concepts, which we will talk about in this hour, will also help to optimize our experience as we enhance our beauty, as we take care of ourselves, as we take off our masks and present our faces to the world now in this post-mask era. And that's one of the things I do is aesthetics, but in, you know, 3D and virtual reality, there's a lot of different technological aspects of it that I'm offering. But most importantly, integrating it with really how your body functions, how it responds to inflammation, the nutrients that we ingest or that we can implement through coordination in this 360-degree care project that the three of us are working on.
So when you look at the fact, and we're starting with to for you to launch the idea, but before we started the show tonight, yourself and Dr. Taggart, we were talking in the green room regarding the fact that how many years you've been in the medical field and where medicine is going and how you're feeling that this, you're able to come up with a concept now that is maybe a different fork in the road as far as how you are going to be approaching, along with the knowledge of what you've had for the years, practicing 22 years, doing what you're doing. Dr. Taggart, along moving to you, you've been doing, you're an emergency care physician. That's how I've met you, first of all, when you've come on with Shasta Regional.
Correct. Yes.
And a Yale graduate. We didn't even go into your history yet. We're going to go into, like, you know, all of these, you know, what do you want to call it? The accolades and academic achievements that all of you in this room have done. I don't know. It's thick. But you're a Yale graduate. And then what brought you to Reading to do emergency work at Shasta Regional?
What brought me here?
Yes.
It was the people. It didn't take me long to find out or to feel that this was a really great place. And so when I was interviewing 11 years ago, just walking through the emergency department and seeing the people in the emergency department and the smiles on their faces I think, remarkable, you know. And so we all work really well together, but that's what attracted me here.
So when you, the last time that you were on the morning show that I recall, you were looking to get into concierge work.
Yes, we have at Shasta Meadows Wellness Center provide a concierge practice, and that's a concept that has been around. The problems in some of the things that physicians like Ron and Dr. Gill and I have is just the access to care. There isn't good access to care. And so part of that concierge practice or concept is that you would have 24/7 access to either a nurse and me to answer medical questions, concerns, emergencies, or, you know, everyday things that might involve one's health.
All right, so we're going to go on to Ron now, and we're going to come back because I want to find out the history of why, first of all, you got into the infusion therapy, of what inspired you to go that way, and how you're working with Orna in her practice as well. And so before we take a break, let's go to Ron and say, Ron, welcome to the show as well, and let's talk a little bit about your history.
Thank you.
And being a physician's assistant.
Right. Graduated 1988, 2 years ago. so I was four and a half, and it fits into my delusions. But my
journey. You're a doorbuster, by the way. You walk in, it's like, woo! Okay, here you are. Go on, it's yours.
You know, this started with a journey, and it was my own personal journey. I ended up at UC Davis. One of the options that was given to me for prostate surgery was an open prostatectomy, 5-6-inch incision, catheter for 2 weeks, out for 6 weeks, wasn't really something I was interested in. So I went to UC Davis looking for Da Vinci with robotics, and they said, that's antiquated, we'll do it with laser. And they completely cored my prostate, for example, like an orange. They took the orange out but left the peel. It took about 3 hours. Next day, I drove to my brother's wedding in Ukiah.
Hmm.
It was remarkable. I actually was reading this morning of a new procedure they're doing, aquablation, where they're using high-pressure water to clean out the prostate. So then I began to go down the journey of testosterone replacement therapy, and my testosterone was 283. LabCorp says 260 to 900 is normal. And if you're 30 to 50, not overweight, that's what our norms were based on. And I was 283. And they said, well, you're normal. But I said, if you look at the ADAM scale, the Androgen Deficient Aging Male scale, which is a set of 10 questions, then we did hormone replacement. And if you answer 1 in 7 or 3 out of 10, we treat you. And I began to look at how men aren't being treated for hormone replacement. There was a physician who gave a lecture. He's taken 70 men off of SSRIs for depression and treated them with testosterone. So it was a part of that journey. And then I got into aesthetics. We have a Pico Care that does Hollywood peel, tattoo removal, facial regeneration.
Oh, my gosh.
And Cervello, which we do hair removal. So we offer a lot of, and we treat ED with acoustical wave therapy. So we're doing a lot at our office and helping a lot of people.
All right, well, we're going to take a break, but what we're talking about tonight is a 360-degree care concept with these three experts in a multidisciplinary approach to care. So we're going to talk more about that. We're very, very excited about the fact that this is launched in Reading. This is something for anybody who's listening that is viable for you to do for yourself or your loved one. I love that Ron has a testimony and talked about that. I mean, that's a very powerful thing. Coming back after these messages, again, Dr. Orna Gill, Dr. James Taggart, and Ron Poley, as well as Jordan's on the phone. We'll get to you in a minute, buddy. We'll be right back.
Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ah, I like it. Good choices tonight, Liam. And by the way, Liam is our producer tonight. He's at the helm. Thanks, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right.
Hanging out.
You start to get to know what rings my bell. anyway, welcome back to KCNR. This is Linda Bott. We're live, and we're letting it all hang out tonight. We're going to talk about stuff here that really affects us all, and that's our health. Our health, our state of mind, our wellness. And boy, when we are out of balance, what do people do? They binge eat. They'll drink. They become depressed. They'll pick something to mask rather than looking at and being honest with themselves. And I'm saying many of us, will not really almost get naked with yourself and say, I need to really look at this. And so I'm just speaking from myself that this year's a big milestone birthday for me. I went to Orna. I said, can we please do a bunch of lab work? I just want to know where everything is. Just whatever you can think that I would really need to know at this stage of my life. So we did extensive work. And we've worked together a plan. We're working on a plan, and I know that realize that it's not just a day. It's going to take 2 months, 3 months, however long it takes, in order to get in real balance. And I think everybody's looking for balance because we all know when we walk out the door, our society and stuff is not really balanced. So all we can do is work on ourselves and control ourselves, and I say that always on the morning show, is that it begins with you. So, Dr. Taggart, before we took a break, and why we're at the break, we were talking about in your personal journey, which is all of us, that you were working to try to help figure out what was going on with somebody close to you, was in depression, and that brought you into studying ketamine?
Correct. So I have a family member that suffered with severe depression and took this person to get ketamine in Denver for other reasons. But so what I discovered is that there were other things that could help people out there. And so I think we've all three of us, Ron and Dr. Gill, have had experiences where we have patients and our family members that aren't getting the results that they need from either the big pharma or the main, you know, the typical medical establishment. And so then I started looking at what's available here in Reading, and there isn't a whole lot, you know. So I started off by providing ketamine infusions for people with severe depression, PTSD, maybe anxiety, alcoholism. And then I realized, well, gosh, there's so many other things that treat depression and all these things. And a lot of it really boils down to the brain, the changes in the brain for one reason or another, whether it's traumatic brain injury and the vets, or whether it's just us getting older and our hormones continuing to decline, right? So there's a lot of things. And then you've got nutrition. So this started off as just, oh, I'm going to provide some ketamine and this is going to be great. And then it exploded into, as I studied and researched more, because my study is in emergency medicine, but I seem to have missed 20 years of research in nutrition and everything else out there.
It so. Isn't that that's what we're talking about now is that even you have the Western medicine and years and years and years of study and you know how to put to, you know how to take to, take apart a body and put it together a body, but there's this other thing that we're realizing that is in hormonal, nutritional, the balancing of the how some of this food or if you're can't take on certain foods, your body doesn't assimilate them correctly, how the NAT starts with where we become swollen and what's the word I'm trying to find?
Inflammation.
Inflammation.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm looking at you and you're giving me lips over there. So, so Orna, yes. How long and what got you involved with being an expert in thyroid? And the thyroid, people don't understand that that is a hormone.
Yeah, there's a, I think hormones and inflammation are really at the intersection of what we're talking about as a group in 360 care. Hormonal balance, is in men and women is very, very important to work carefully on with the patient. And then the second aspect of this 360 degree care that we're talking about as we work together is the inflammatory component of disease, aging, etc. So both of these concepts can be addressed in alternative or integrated or complementary ways to Western medicine, which we are all robustly educated in. I mean, we're all big nerds here for sure. And we're very, very happy to build on that basis. Lab work that you had identifies not just one aspect of the hormonal axis. It starts at the brain, goes to the thyroid, goes to the adrenals, the ovaries, pancreas, etc. So there's hormones that every single little tiny change can affect the natural balance. And that balance also applies to nutrition, to internal and external health and wellness. So I think that looking at hormones and looking at inflammation is important. How I got into the thyroid is also a personal journey. So, you know, myself and my family have big thyroid histories, and that is one complex train to chase. So it's been something that we've all been aware of and working on, and that was one of the impetuses that made me look into it.
And not just the thyroid, but as well as the overall hormone.
Oh,
so
yeah, the whole balance.
When you do like hormone testing, for those who are listening to us, we think of testosterone, estrogen, and thyroid. But are there more?
Yeah, of course. There's yes. So you have, it starts in the brain. You can start with, LH, FSH. These are hormones that, give drive to your ovaries, and then there's a thyroid stimulating hormone that causes your thyroid to put out hormone. So that starts at the brain. Then you have your thyroid, you have your adrenal glands. You know, Dr. Taggart can speak.
Yeah, the DHEA.
DHEA from
pregnenolone.
Right.
Cortisol.
Yeah, estrogen and progesterone.
And these things also.
And then you have, inflammatory markers, CRP and other things that you can measure to look at the inflammatory response, in metabolic syndrome. You've got insulin sensitivity and that's a whole nother.
So the insulin sensitivity, like for instance, when they start to say to some people that you could be pre-diabetic, and the next thing is now you're on diabetes medicine. Would you say that if somebody, not all, were to maybe follow some of these procedures into getting away the inflammation and to getting a hold of the hormones, they could avoid not going on diabetic medicine?
Absolutely. A lot of lifestyle changes. You know, stopping drinking the high fructose drinks and the energy drinks and drinking more water and then other nutraceuticals that may increase your sensitivity to insulin, you know, along with an exercise diet. I could talk all day on that.
You could talk all day. Okay, well, we do have to take a break now. Jordan, I mean, when we come back up to the messages, I promise to go right to you. And we have a specific question for you as well, buddy. I'm not gonna ask you what you're wearing. We'll be right back.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about
attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we will be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The sponsor of our show tonight is Wonderland Signs, located out on 273. Wonderland Signs, they've done our business cards. They have, they did our logo. They've been with us for years. When you look in the Enjoy magazine and you see anything that has a KCNR ad, the good folks over at Wonderland Signs have done that for us for years, and that is where we always go if we need to have a banner or a sign. That's Wonderland Signs. Now, on the phone, if you're just tuning in, by the way, this is Linda Bott, North State Now. I've got 3 experts with me, Dr. Ornegill, Dr. James Taggart, and Ron Poley, who is a physician's assistant. And we are talking about women and men's health care and also aesthetics, because Ron, you had mentioned something at the break that was funny, that when you are a kitten looking into the mirror. Go on, tell your story.
So one of my favorite pictures on Pinterest is the kitty cat looking in the mirror and what's looking back as a lion. And I tell patients, you don't see yourself for who you really are. And this really comes down to loving yourself for who you are and accepting who you are. And I think no matter what modality that we're talking about, hormone replacement, aesthetic medicine, it really comes and it really talks about loving yourself and taking care of yourself. As I teach, one of the things I tell my students is, you know, and patients is, you know, when you travel, you know, when you hit turbulence, it says to take the mask and put it on yourself. You've got to take care of yourself before you can take care of others.
That's a good one. And on the phone with us, we've got Jordan, and Jordan is working alongside of you as well as he represents some of the newest technologies and products on the horizon. Well, what's going on that's new, and what would you like to add to the program tonight?
Yeah, so there's a lot going on in the aesthetics world, especially with technology. It's really advanced within the last couple of years, especially in the last 2 years. There's actually been introductions of Morpheus 8 and Silphrum X. These are microneedling radio frequency cutting edge technology. They improve wrinkles, acne scarring, laxity, minimizing pores, reducing stretch marks. And it's really been improving throughout the time. And it's very minimally invasive. It stimulates collagen. It's great. I mean, there's been a lot of great technology really being introduced into the aesthetic world.
Yeah, it's a very important new aspect of care is where we can start to use this new technology to basically enact what Ron was talking about, our real vision of ourself and how we want to see ourselves. And, you know, there are ways to really optimize these outcomes by providing substrates that will fuel better outcomes. And these kind of substrates can come from infusions, such as antioxidant infusions, post-laser, peptide infusions to optimize collagen buildup after interventions. And these are the kind of newer technologies that Jordan is talking about. They are also very well sort of integrated into infusion medicine, which provides a lot of support for optimal outcomes in these cases and better health in general.
So Jordan is from LA and is bringing the latest and the greatest to you. And here's this, like you're talking about this 360. If you're just tuning in again, we're talking about that you're doing with your gynecologist expert in the history of your work, Orna, help me here.
Yes.
That you are branching out and creating this whole new approach that is all inclusive for women.
Yes.
And men.
Men are definitely a part of all of our lives, and they need to be welcomed into the circle of good health and self-enhancement. So one of the things that inspired me is, you know, I know women inside and out, up and down, back and forth. I think that one of the things that really does help us feel good, not just hormonal, you know, balancing our hormones, and obviously that's important in optimizing our health. There is a component and a feeling of power that comes with beauty. The feeling of self-enhancement that I think that in the hands of someone who understands and appreciates it and really can bring it in a way that people interactively work with me to achieve, I think that's something that is new because it is complete women's care, and it now is involving men now with this new project that we're doing, and I do see men as well for aesthetics. So that's
and for hormones as well. Like Dr. Taggart, you were you and Ron were talking about some of the care that you're doing with this. Ron, you were talking about a sound therapy.
Well, that's acoustic wave therapy for ED.
Okay. And so is that something that Shasta Wellness,
Shasta Meadows Wellness Center provides treatment for erectile dysfunction, and then along with that, you know, hormones also, right, for the men. But in terms of the aesthetics, too, that we provide with Ornagill is everything from Botox and
filler.
Filler
and also laser.
And then you've got laser treatments. You've got hair removal. You've got tattoo removal. And so people, I think, like Orna said it very well, is that I think it also improves people's self-confidence, you know, in how they feel. And how they appear is important. And so with the services that she and Ron can provide, along with lifestyle changes and nutraceuticals, we can get the best outcomes.
So let's talk about because I know that there's men listening to this program, and you know, we're in a time in life where some people can be okay to be stuck, or it's like, I'm getting older, or I'm sorry, my leg hurts or my arm hurts. It's just part of whatever. And so just tell me, Ron and Dr. Taggart, what would be your word of advice for men that are listening, that they can have a better quality of life?
Well, I think it goes back to the pillars that we preach: diet, exercise, stress management, good relationships. One of our cardiologists, I was having a conversation with him, and he said that men with severe ED, and there's actually a study that will back this up, he considers it a positive risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Study of 71,000. Within severe diagnosis of ED, within 39 months, it can be an indicator for a cardiovascular event. So it's one of those things that it's not just treating ED. You've got to treat the cardiovascular system as well. And exercise, diet, stress management, getting plenty of sleep. Men with sleep apnea, right? Those are all, are a part of men who've been molested, higher rates of ED. Men who have sleep apnea, higher rates of ED. Cardiovascular, diabetic. You know, they're all risk factors for ED. It's not just a commercial that we see ED take Viagra. It's a complex of symptoms that make up ED.
And I think that's an important factor right there that I think men need to hear, because the ego is so attached to the performance. And there's so much more than that. It's very important, I think, for men that are listening. And we do know that we have a lot of secret listeners to the radio that don't really, you know, that like listen in their cars or listening. So I encourage, because I just think we're really onto something here for everyone to get to a level of better wellness, of a happier, feeling better. And Ron, I love your testimony. Dr. Taggart, when you're talking about when somebody comes in, do they make an appointment and just say, I just feel like crap, I need something, what do I need to do? How does it work?
Well, I guess it depends what they're looking for. I will provide consultations, and it really just depends what they're looking for, you know, and they can call the office. Don't ask me what the number is, but they can call the office for Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, and they can speak with our office manager about what they're looking for.
I had it on here. So Orna, same thing. Somebody comes to you and they say, I just need to feel good. What do we need to, what do we do?
Well, the phone number to call to make an appointment with me is 530-768-4504. You can also go on my fabulous website, ornettegailmd.com, where you'll see all sorts of options and menus and things that you can select to really tailor to yourself what you're looking for in terms of whole body care. I think the way that I approach the patient is really to, when you come to me, I will talk to you very carefully and in depth about your life, about your habits, about your goals, and that's an ongoing conversation. And with that, we start with labs, and we go on to the physical and the history, and then we, you know, build, and we you know, do 3D scanning, and subsequently, it's a stepwise approach to achieving goals, and those are both internal and external goals. And so that's why it is a bit of a commitment, but it's very, very worth it.
When we come back, we've got one more segment here. And by the way, Shasta Meadows Wellness Center is located right across from Shasta Regional. The phone number is 236, of course, 530 area code, 236-6615. And we'll be right back with more about ketamine infusions with Dr. James Taggart, Dr. Orna Gill, and our one and only Ron Poley. We'll be right back.
Call it into
This is Mandy Ahrens with Shasta Beam High Speed Internet. We have been building new towers and expanding our network so we can offer 100 megabits per second speed packages to rural Northern California, giving you faster and more reliable internet. We understand that high speed internet, unlimited data, and local technical support is important to our community. Shasta Beam has internet packages that start at only $59.95 a month. Call us today for our free installation special and try Shasta Beam risk free with our money back guarantee. Visit ShastaBeam.com for more information.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Reading chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to scireading.org. We'll see you there.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hurry, don't be late. I can hardly wait. I said to myself, when we're old,
we'll go dancing in the dark, walking through the park and reminiscing.
All right. Yep. We're dancing over here. You guys are so fun. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Now, you know, of course, if we could always just, if we could put the breaks together and do a whole show of the breaks. We've always said this because, you know, you get off the air and you're just kind of like starting to let it hang out a little bit more. Our lips are flapping. We're talking. Anyway, let's go into, we've got just a few minutes left. Now, Ron, we were talking about ketamine. We were talking about the brain. Ketamine, special K, I've never, you know, all the terms I hadn't heard. But also some of the brainwave therapy that you're doing for depression.
Yes, so we provide, Shasta Meadows Wellness Center provides transcranial magnetic stimulation. And it is FDA approved. We are currently credentialed with Medicare. It's one of the few services that we do use insurance for. So right now we're credentialed with Medicare, and so what that does is it treats depression, and it treats it well. It's just not as quick acting as ketamine. Ketamine is almost immediate and then grows progressively. TMS takes a big commitment from the patient, 36 treatments every day for 5 days a week. But the treatment is short, anywhere from 15 minutes to 60 minutes, and you're in and out of the office. But you got to be there every day. And it's effective. Interestingly, it has very similar response rates to to depression, as ketamine and TMS have very similar response rates to that, treating the depression. It's amazing. It's a little...
Is this also in conjunction with working with the PTSD and the brain injury?
The traumatic brain injury treatment, that's different. That is for veterans or anyone that has a traumatic brain injury. They can come in and have hormone panels done, and then I, based on their blood work, I put them on hormones and nutraceuticals. And that it's not a, you know, one day I'm better. It's several months up to a year watching them and treating them.
Mm-hmm. So can you share with us what a nutraceutical is?
A nutraceutical is really any supplement. We have chosen supplements or nutraceuticals that have been tested, studied, and I am very... particular about what Shasta Meadows Wellness Center promotes. So anything that we promote, we want to make sure that it's been studied and has been shown to work.
And would you say that Ron and Dr. Taggart, have you used almost all the stuff that you do?
No.
Like on yourselves?
Oh, no.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, you know, just curious. And with Ornette, introducing the newest of lasers that are coming, and you said in spring, you know, springtime's coming, all of this is being launched with your new aesthetic work that you are a surgeon. And I can attest that, you know, you're the person that saved my life. So I'll always be completely, I will always honor all that you do and always remember the greatness of coming to my aid in a time that, hello, it was the beginning of COVID, what's going on, never been hospitalized, and you really were such a warrior princess in there fighting for me. So I know that anything that you do from that experience is that whatever you decide to do will be golden.
Thank you.
And I'm so thrilled to have all of you here tonight. How about some closing thoughts? Let's start with you, Orna.
Well, I'd like to say that I think that this has been a very productive and fascinating conversation as we're sort of starting to coordinate care in new directions in medicine, where we integrate some new concepts such as nutraceuticals and how they work into aesthetics, how aesthetics plays into mind-body health in women, as well as hormone therapy for both men and women. So I think that coordinating and cross-disciplinary or multidisciplinary coordination in medicine, in not just Western medicine, but all forms of medicine, is one that we are very motivated to pursue, especially since in the last few years it's been quite a challenge to embrace and tolerate the challenges in, you know, healthcare and the chronic pandemic state.
Well, that is a whole other show, because I want to now inquire about like three or four different topics on what that means from doctors' perspective. Yes. Because I know from people's perspective, you know, from the people on the street, of how things have changed dramatically. So I'm so thrilled to have you guys on and to see that there's alternative. You know, we've got to take our health. That's all we have, and that we've got, that's a state of mind. That's a state of what you can do and have a long, you know, flourishing and healthy life. Dr. Taggart, closing thoughts.
I think we provide a lot of excellent services at Shasta Meadows Wellness Center.
Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. The phone number is 530-236-6615.
Yeah, see, I usually give them my phone number, so they're usually calling me. So that's how we have been practicing, and I just like to see smiles on people's faces when we've given them care and given them hope.
I like it. And Ron Poley, physician's assistant, and working alongside both of these fabulous doctors and helping in this whole process that we're talking about.
Yeah, I think one of the fun things about my journey is getting to watch people. We get to, you know, see changes in their lives with stories with ketamine, treating their depression, being able to clean their house, being able to deal with their traumas. That's been kind of fun. And I think, remember, loving yourself, taking care of yourself is huge. And I think we're just encouraging and promoting that in our practices. And I think, you know, part of that journey is this is becoming more and more mainstreamed, ketamine, psilocybin mushrooms. There's a conference at UC Davis on the 14th. Part of their lecture is on psilocybin mushrooms. It's becoming mainstream. So ketamine, if you asked me 3 years ago, I've been doing psychiatry inpatient for almost 12 years now. And if you asked me if we would be doing ketamine and talking about psilocybin mushrooms, it would have been in a whisper, hoping the DA wasn't listening. But now it's becoming mainstream. And it's kind of exciting to see.
Well, it's been around for years.
It is.
So I think there's got to be ways to be able to use these things in order to help work for us, which you all three are doing here. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey. With me following your journey, I think this is great. I want to do everything I can to help for our North State to know about you and outlying areas as well, to know the alternative things that people can do rather than just take a pill or just accept some kind of a different diagnosis, because I believe that there is an art to healing, and you guys are going about it in a fantastic Van Gogh-ish way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So on that note, we're going to say goodnight. Do we have some more time?
You have a minute.
Oh. Four scores. Do you have any questions, Liam, from your young perspective?
I don't. I think it's cool. You know, I have friends that, you know, maybe not in a more in a medical sense, but, you know, have used things to quote unquote help themselves, you know? And I think it's pretty neat that we're able to even have this discussion right now.
Yeah. We certainly are. Yeah. So we've covered a lot of ground, haven't we, Orna?
Yes, we have. All the way around.
Thank you. And we're gonna be putting up some before and after pictures.
Yes.
All right. Good night, everybody. Take care of yourself, and remember, do random acts of kindness.
Well, talk about it, talk about it, talk about it. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.